Radio Prague News.
Prime Minister Petr Nečas has said he does not expect the two-day EU summit to produce concrete results. The head of the Šumava National Park, Jan Strasky, is to leave his post at the end of the month, and the public has been warned to brace for an extreme heat wave in the coming days. Prime Minister Petr Nečas has said he does not expect the EU summit in Brussels to produce concrete results. Speaking ahead of the meeting, the Czech Prime Minister reiterated his stand against a banking union and closer integration, saying that in any case his mandate would not allow him to sign up to far-reaching changes. The Czech head of government noted that further efforts at weakening the position of national institutions in favour of Brussels would be seen by the Czech side as very problematic. He said, moreover, that certain proposals which had appeared in the media could lead to a violation of the single market rules in the area of financial services, which he considered a big setback. The head of the Šumava National Park, Jan Strasky, is to leave his post at the end of the month. Environment Minister Tomáš Chalupa confirmed the news on Thursday, rejecting reports of an alleged dismissal. He said Mr. Strasky had been named to the post for an 18-month period, which was now due to expire. He is to be replaced by his current deputy, Jiří Mánek. Jan Strasky has repeatedly come under fire from environmental activists for ordering extensive logging in the reserve as a means of fighting bark beetle infestation. The Czech Republic received a serious warning in the matter from the European Commission last week, with the Environment Commissioner saying the EC would take the Czech government to court should it fail to address the problem. The former head of the Prague police, Vladimír Kotroš, has been charged with corruption. Kotroš is suspected of having accepted a several million crown bribe in return for awarding a multi-million crown contract to a private firm. If convicted, he could face up to 12 years in jail. Kotroš headed Prague's municipal police for 10 years. Senator Přemysl Sobotka will be the Civic Democratic Party's candidate for president. He defeated MEP Evžen Tušinovský in party primaries with 61% of the vote to his rival's 39%. About a fourth of the party's roughly 27,000 members took part in the vote. Surveys suggest that Senator Sobotka remains a long shot for the presidential post, which would be filled for the first time through popular elections in early 2013. The public has been warned to brace for a record-breaking heatwave in the coming days. Meteorologists have forecast temperatures of up to 36 degrees Celsius over the weekend, the hottest weather in living memory at the start of the summer holidays. The hottest weather on record on July 1st was registered in 1905, when monitoring devices in Clementinum showed just under 35 degrees Celsius. People have been warned to increase their intake of liquids and stay out of the sun as much as possible. And finally, the weather for Friday. Friday should be hot and humid, with afternoon highs reaching 28 degrees. I'm Daniela Lazarová, and that's the end of the news.